Having trouble with the law? Do you face jail, heavy fines, or even a possible execution? Things like that could ruin your whole day. You need representation. Allow me to introduce myself, Lucy Ferguson, attorney at law. Our competent staff of legal experts will work round the clock to take your enemies and make them the best thing that ever happened to you. Maybe you've been accused of a crime. Maybe the circumstances are being clouded with challenging technicalities like facts. Perhaps you were negligent on the road or in the workplace. Remember, whatever your wrongs, you have rights. You should not be burdened with confusing, outdated ideas such as morality or responsibility. Or perhaps you haven't done anything at all. Perhaps life is just dull and uneventful. Has it occurred to you that the surest way to fame and fortune is to simply sue somebody? Anyone at all? It's a frequent misconception that lawsuits are limited to fraud or personal injury. Friends, I'm here with good news and perfect algebra. A plus anything equals lawsuit. All it takes is some vision. All it takes is a dreamer. A person with willpower, like the little engine who could. Give me an incident, and I'll give you a pile of money. Maybe someone agreed to go out on a date with you and later on changed their mind. Maybe your teacher assigned homework the night the Grammy Awards were on. Maybe a close friend didn't laugh at that joke which you thought you told so well, resulting in dangerously low self-esteem. Maybe it's your mother's fault that you were born so ugly. Or maybe there's somebody you just don't like. Maybe you want to sue the pants off of them just for the sport of it. Sound too good to be true? Come to the place where there's no such thing as true. The Law Offices of Lou. As an example, I'm going to let you listen in on one of my initial consultations with a fellow I'm certain you will all recognize. I think you'll agree that if I could represent him, I could represent anybody. Take a gander. Afterwards, we'll just see if you'd be willing to call on any lawyer besides your old pal Lou. Adam.
Yes, sir.
Lou Ferguson. A pleasure. Did you find the place okay?
Oh, yes. Good directions. The path was wide and easy.
Can I get you anything? Coffee, cigar, maybe a piece of fruit?
No. No, thanks.
Now, Adam, I want you to relax. This is a free consultation. If I take the case, you can pay me out of the settlement. But today, we just talk. No pressure, no obligation, just talk.
That's very kind of you.
Forget it. Now, let me go over some of this information. Let's see. Under profession, you wrote gardener and zookeeper. Sounds like interesting work.
Oh, yes. A very fulfilling career. In fact, I'm the one who named most of the plants and animals.
Wait a minute. Wait just one minute. You're not the Adam, the one who put titles over our animal and vegetable kingdom? I'm honored. Very creative. I've been a fan for years. Such imagination, especially eucalyptus tree. I would never have thought of that. And zebra. What a class act. If it had been up to me, I would have called it a horse in his pajamas. But I must ask you, just between the two of us, what's with the orange? It's orange-colored, so you call it an orange. What, were you having a bad day or something?
I guess that isn't my best one.
Well, we can't hit one out of the ballpark all the time. At least you made up for it with a tangerine. Now, it says here that you live in Eden. Eden, isn't that lovely cluster of condos on the corner of Tigris and Euphrates?
Well, it's more like a living garden, actually. A wonderful place. I would hate to leave it. But I'm afraid I may have to.
Oh?
Well, you see, the wife and me, we kind of...
Go on, son. I know this is difficult.
We, broke the rules.
Sounds harmless enough. Usually rules from the condo association are fairly easy to challenge. What did you do? Have too many guests using the pool at once? Something like that?
No, nothing like that. You see, God, he's the head of the association. God told us not to pick the fruit of a particular tree.
Come again?
Well, there were many trees in the garden. All kinds. God put one of them off limits and told us not to touch it.
Let me see if I'm following this. You got in trouble for picking some fruit?
Yeah. Only one piece.
What kind of fruit?
I don't know. God got so mad he wouldn't even let me name that one. Now God says we gotta leave. Says we have to be out by the end of the month.
Sounds like something he'd do.
You've met?
Oh, we go way back. It's been a while since he had me out to the house. We had a bit of a falling out. But I know him well, and yes, indeed, he is a stickler for the rules. Honestly, sometimes I think he does nothing but sit around and make up ridiculous laws all day long. The guy needs a hobby. Instead, all we get from him is, don't touch this, don't eat that, don't work today, work tomorrow instead. Go tell that fellow if he doesn't straighten out his act, I'm going to come down there and clobber him good. And get this, he has a thing against shellfish. Shellfish! Where does he come up with this stuff? Personally, I enjoy a nice bowl of clam chowder. He's very oppressive. Doesn't believe in taking polls, hates committees. You do it his way or you don't do it at all. The guy's a tyrant.
Yeah, but can we find him in court?
Oh, I don't think there'll be much trouble. We'll challenge his ruling with a lawsuit.
Excuse me?
I said we'll challenge the ruling, and there's only one way to challenge.
Yeah, but suing God? God can't be sued.
Really? I didn't know you were a lawyer, Adam.
I'm not a lawyer. I just thought
Don't think, son. It hurts the team. Now, Adam, what price would you put on the pain caused to you so far? Let's add it up. Time away from home, time away from job, looking for a new job. Stress on the marriage, chronic depression, right? I mean, you don't look too happy to me, huh? Shall we say $80,000 in compensatory damages and additional $20,000 in punitive damages? Now, let me ask you something. Was there any kind of sign posted on or near the tree telling you not to touch it?
Sign? No, there wasn't any sign.
Then how did you know it was forbidden?
God said so.
Verbal, eh? Verbal contract is not binding like a written one.
Aww.
You look troubled.
Well, it's just that whether it was written or not, I did know what I was doing.
Look, Adam, you're young and inexperienced. You've never been in a courtroom before, so let me give you some free advice. Never, ever admit for a second that you knew what you were doing.
But I did.
Okay. Okay, have it your way. Leave Eden, but I hope you're ready for it. There's a real world out there, Pally, where you do more than play gin rummy under a palm tree all day. Do you know what it's like to have a real job? With a real job, you actually work. You don't just name cows and pet pigeons. You ever been to a coal mine? Oh, you'll love it. Or a factory? You're good at naming plums. How would you like to can plums? Now, let me ask you again. Did you know what you were doing?
Did I know what I was doing? About what?
Excellent. Okay, next question. Tell me about your childhood. Was it abusive? Did you come out of a dysfunctional home?
Well, God raised me, but I was never actually a child. He created me grown up, like I am now.
Did he? Just exactly how do you know that? Have you ever checked with the county clerk's office to see your birth records?
Well, no. God, you see...
God told you, yes, yes. He seems to tell you a lot of things. So he created you, huh? Out of what?
He said he made me from the dust of the ground.
The dust of the ground? Good one. And what did he do? Empty a vacuum cleaner? Okay, so God personally manufactured you, huh? And were batteries already included? All right. Here's the thing. When he claimed to create you, did he present any alternative theories?
Theories?
Did he allow you to open your mind to the possibility of evolution?
Not really.
I see. He suppressed knowledge. I'd call that an abuse. Knowledge frees people. People can feel very liberated and very valuable when they learn that they may have evolved randomly from a single-celled amoeba. God was obligated to teach you this.
But he doesn't believe that.
Oh, he doesn't believe it. He. It's about him. Oh, what about you? Don't misunderstand me. I have nothing but respect for personal beliefs. Tolerance is my middle name. God may believe anything he wants, but when he imposes that belief on you, well, it violates separation between church and state.
Come to think of it, God did act like there were certain things that he didn't want me to know. He even called the forbidden tree the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
See, now there's an example. Using a word like evil. And personally, I find that term offensive. The modern correct phrase is ethically challenged.
I don't know what that means.
It means you challenge God's subjective, self-imposed, puritanical standard.
Oh.
You were hemmed in. You were feeling claustrophobic.
I was? Oh! I was. I was.
You were misunderstood.
I see where you're going with this. But portraying God as not understanding something, how could...
How could he understand? God is not a man. God has never had the experiences of a man.
I suppose not.
So out of disrespect for your own culture, God imposed his Eurocentric ideas.
I don't think he's from Europe.
Okay, heavenly-centric ideas. Doesn't matter. We can make this sell.
I don't know, Mr. Ferguson.
Call me Lou.
Okay. Lou, what if the jury doesn't go along?
Son, this is only one possible defense. There is another plan to kick around.
Well, what would that be?
Well, now it's just an idea, mind you. but we could pin this whole thing on your wife. I mean, she ate the fruit too, didn't she?
Yeah. In fact, she ate it first.
Ate it first? She ate it first? Why am I hearing this only now? I need to be informed about these things.
It didn't seem to matter who did it first.
She ate it first. Why did she eat it first?
She met somebody.
She met somebody? Ooh, I like the sound of that new man in her life.
Some mysterious fellow who used to poke around the garden. I do have his name. Bill Z. Bub.
Never heard of him.
No? Actually, he looks a lot like you. Talks like you too, come to think of it. Told Eve about our rights. About God hiding knowledge. Same kind of discussion.
Small world. So after she ate the fruit, she offered you a piece.
Yeah. I was upset at first. She said she just wanted to make fruit salad for dinner. She said she didn't see how fruit salad could hurt anything. I was still bothered.
Of course you were, because you're loyal. You respect God. You appreciate his wise boundaries.
But a moment ago you said God's boundaries
Adam,
were...
Adam, this is defense two, not defense one.
Oh, yeah.
You respect God. You would never dream of disobeying him unless you were under some kind of pressure, some kind of duress. You were in a position where you couldn't say no. It was not an option. Shining off her fruit salad was no less than insulting her cooking.
I never looked at it like that.
I know you didn't. That's what I'm here for. Your old pal Lou is gonna see you through this. She pleaded, right?
She sure did.
Maybe whined a bit. Don't tell me. If you really cared about a relationship, you'd share this.
It was kinda like that.
She got teary-eyed, put the lower lip out, maybe threatened you with a couch.
We don't own a couch.
Get one. Now, tell me more about your wife.
Okay. Well, her name is Eve.
Lovely name. Shame we're gonna have to take her down.
She's lovely looking, too. Red hair.
Red, did you say? Oh, I've always rather liked the color red. How did you meet?
God introduced us.
You were introduced? Blind date kind of deal?
Well,
let me ask you something. Was getting married your idea?
No. You see, God, he said it wasn't good for me to be alone.
Not good to be alone? And you bought that? So you didn't enjoy the peace and quiet? You didn't like spending your evenings and weekends as you choose? You must have really craved a wife during those poker games or in the middle of Monday night football. You were drinking too much beer with your buddies. Yeah, you were miserable, all right. So God brings this woman along, this woman who promises to make your life unpleasant if you don't do as she says, and then God is going to turn around and blame you? We found it, Adam. Eve is your ace in the hole.
Well, I guess she'll bear up under all this. After all, she's filing a lawsuit of her own.
What did you say?
Just as I'm blaming her, she's blaming that Bill fellow, that Bill Z. Bub.
Stop the tape.
What's wrong? Hey, are you sure you don't know that guy?
Twinkie, did I get any mail today? You are hereby ordered to appear before... okay, kid, thanks for stopping by. I'll think this thing over and we'll get right back to you.
Wait a minute. What's wrong? You're not abandoning me, are you?
Abandon? I? Adam, that hurts. Listen, if push comes to shove and you need a new place to stay, look me up. I'm also a landlord.
Hold on! What's going on? Just what on earth is going on here? You said you were a lawyer, now I'm supposed to believe you're a landlord?
The best! Put me to the test if you wish. Call any one of my tenants and just see if they've ever had to ask me to turn up the heat.
What?
So long, kid. Keep in touch. Yes, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cincinnati. The name? Lucy Ferguson, attorney at law.